Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show, featuring Mel Gelbart and Larry Mead. Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch, here's Nate.
And back in better than ever for show number 11 of the Nate Darling Show. Say hello to my friend Mel.
Hey, guys.
And my friend Larry.
What up, dogs?
we've gone to some new technology here, so everybody can hear. Before I was the only one wearing headphones, and Mel and Larry couldn't hear themselves, but now they can. So now that's we.
I always wondered how you lined it up with the intro so well, but now I know it actually plays.
Well, it does now, but before, what would happen is we'd record the whole thing. We'd start out, we'd just record a raw track, and then when you would get up to go smoke after the show. Or, okay, fine. Fine. Mel smokes hashish right after the show.
No, she doesn't.
When people go, when you guys would wrap up after the show and you'd be gathering your stuff and moving on, I would put the intro in after, and I would put a song at the end.
Oh.
So I would do that, and then I would do stuff in the middle of the show that would make it sound kind of cool. But
it's so great because we just show up and talk and leave, and then you do all the work.
That's kind of how it goes. And now we have a new toy, which thanks to
does it vibrate?
Well, Mel,
my friend, ooh,
we have sound effects.
Does it vibrate, Mel?
I'm nervous.
Are you?
That feels good.
How good does it feel,
oh.
Mel?
Oh gosh!
Come on.
Hey, I couldn't control myself.
Mel Gelbart.
I know.
Is that a baby?
Hey, now.
Excuse me. I had beans for lunch.
So we have a new toy. We have some sounds to play, so we can do some things like that. I also have something. This is my special thing. Whenever Mel has a story about when she was a cop, you're going to hear this.
I am slightly offended. I was hoping I was hoping for the themes from Cops.
I was hoping Law and Order.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, this is funnier. Those aren't really funny. And the only problem is the longer sound effects will just play out, so I can either pot them down, or you can stop them by playing another sound effect, so you're going to hear this a lot. Because it's the shortest one we have.
I feel like we're going to be, you know, when kids learn punctuation the first time, the next time, everything they write has extreme punctuation.
There's going to be a lot of sound effects
tonight.
There'll be a few, and we'll add different things as we go along. But the cool thing is, I found out how to do this on my phone. This is all coming off of my phone.
Rad.
Yeah, there's a soundboard maker that I downloaded, and we can load sounds on there. So that's kind of how it goes.
That's exciting.
I know, right?
Do you know what all the sounds are? Like, can you tell us what some of them will be?
Well,
or do we have to just wait?
I want it to be a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be various things. So the first so that was an exciting thing. We have another exciting thing, Larry. next week.
At this time, right now.
Right, and next week we're going to be recording two shows. So even though I'm going to Vermont, we're going to have a show for you every week through September. So we're recording two next week on Monday, because I'll be leaving and Larry will be going to see Kesha.
True story.
He will. And not just seeing Kesha.
I'm meeting Kesha, people. The world has aligned.
By the throat. Him right in the
eye. God, it's Kesha.
And I said, Bear, you have till the count of zero.
I prepared.
And apologize to the president.
I came ready
and,
for this.
That's the story of how I was elected to the parliament in Uzbekistan.
Oh my god, it's from her video with James Vanderbeek.
Larry just lip-synced that perfectly.
This is my softball team's theme song.
Of course it is. So Larry, tell us,
we don't need a key. No VIP sleeves. We get in. Oh, I'm ahead.
Drink the Kool-Aid, swallow my lead. Now you're one of us. You're coming with me.
I could continue.
He is like he is happier than a little kid on Christmas morning. I swear.
He's still lip-syncing.
I know.
This place about to
taking over. No one's getting out.
This place about to blow.
He's out of control. So Larry,
I love Kesha.
So Larry, how exactly does one come to get to meet someone like Kesha.
It's
you don't have to go into super...
No, even talk about it. Just it's so amazing. It's just one of those random things that happens. A lot of random things just happen to me. Sometimes they're really awesome.
That's true. You have a lot of luck.
Like I have. Okay, I have something that's called Larry Luck, and I think everyone has it. I just named mine. So it's the concept of like if you put. It's not really like the secret. Remember from Oprah?
Yes.
It's not like you put it out. It's just like if you really hope for something, it's gonna happen. And I've wanted to meet Kesha since the first time I heard her song. And I love her, and I was supposed to see her on my birthday on May 4th, but my aunt passed away in New York, so I go to New York City, and now I just think it's like the earth or God's way of like getting me back.
Or you're
making it up to you.
Kind of. It's just a random series of events that a good friend of mine's friend remembered I really liked it and just made some things happen. And so it was just really awesome. And so I was so excited, and I posted one of those obnoxious things on Facebook that was like, hey, I'm super excited. I can't tell you what it is.
Yeah, he was a giant tease about it for like a day and a half.
It really made some people crazy, but I couldn't tell people. I wanted to wait till I got her email, and I got an email from her people like, okay, here's what you're going to do. So I have to go and tell this guy like, yeah, I'm with Kesha.
Well. If it isn't James
Vanderdouche.
I don't appreciate you slander beaking my name, cat, dollar sign.
Ha.
Huh.
Thank you for the snack. It's quite delicious.
That's right. I went out and got the YouTube edition of this. Because now there's a cool thing that, and I'm not going to tell you because you're going to have to figure it out yourselves, tech heads. You can download MP3s off of off the YouTube.
This is where they play Rainbow Laser Tag in the video.
Of course it is. Mel is completely dumbfounded by this whole thing. Larry is more excited than I've ever seen anybody over the age of 8.
I have to stop thinking about it because I really am convinced when I meet her, like our worlds are just going to like be in perfect sync and magical things will happen. I'm very overwhelmed with what to wear. I'm overwhelmed with what to say. I think I'm going to get her some gifts to give to her.
Sure, why wouldn't you?
She's a good reader, so I actually have some books about Russia that I want to give to her. But I literally can't even wait.
You have some books on Russia, like Anna Karenina? Yeah,
no, about in high school, true story, she used to skip out of school and go to college to go to history, like a history class on the fall of the Soviet Union.
Okay.
She's really smart. I've bought body glitter already. I there's so many things I need to get done when I meet her. I know I'm not gonna have that much time, so it's I'm just freaking out. But this time next week, cause I'll meet her like at 5 to 7.
Yeah, that's what it's gonna be like.
Oh, Kesha,
it's gonna be that.
I don't even know what to say.
I've told people already. They had to be prepared because there's gonna be high-level screaming going on.
So is it like a meet-and-greet where you'll just have a little bit of time, or do you actually get to spend like that 5 to 7 like hanging out with her and just a few other people?
I don't think it's like, it's not a meet-and-greet because it's pretty, I'm getting escorted with one person, so I don't know. I don't really know what it's going to be. I have a feeling it's going to be more than just like a take a picture and move down the line thing.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
That's really cool, and it's going to be a few weeks before we get to hear about it because...
I want to relive that moment again.
Oh, and we will definitely talk about it the week of the last week in September.
Is someone going to have like their smartphone recording the whole thing?
Oh, of course. Are you kidding me? Of course. Although I have heard you're not like there's only certain times you're allowed to like because people don't like to think they're on camera. So.
Right.
I'm very prepared. I have a camera. I have a backup camera. I'm buying an extra battery just for my camera or for my phone because it goes kind of fast. Because I just want to be fully prepared. I'm seriously mapping out 3 ways to get there because I don't want there to be, I don't want to have a traffic moment. And I'm a good planner usually. And so I just want to be fully prepared. I'm going to map out where we park, where we go, everything.
Now, where is the concert? Where
she's
are you going to meet
her? She's
performing
at the Pavilion at UC Davis.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be kind of fun.
Well, I mean, I know you guys always make fun of how uncool and old I am, but this weekend I'm going to see Colin Hay.
Hey now.
Who is that?
He was the lead singer of Men at Work, which was a big band in the 80s.
Did they wear overalls in one of their videos?
I don't think so.
What's their big song?
Dexy's Midnight Runners did.
Yeah, you're thinking Dexy's Midnight Runners. No. Men at Work was an Australian band. They came from the land down under.
Oh, is that their song?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw them in concert in college.
There you go. So you know who they are.
That's the only song I knew. It was like at one of those big outdoor festivals.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So Larry's going to meet Kesha. We'll hear about that in 3 weeks, actually. 3 weeks.
I don't want to give anything away, but if she signs my body, I'm literally thinking about getting it into a tattoo.
Nice. Nice, you should.
We'll see.
Yeah, and I think Becca had a good idea. Just ask her if she'll record a liner for the show, because we will play that every single show.
This is Kesha. That's how I can't even hear.
If she could say our names, that would be great.
Yeah, well, yeah, as long as she says the name of the show, you're listening to the Nate Darling Show. That's going to be, I'm going to put that on YouTube and tag that bitch out.
And so that we can, you're listening to the Nate Darling Show with Nate Darling, Mel Gelbart, and Larry Mead.
Well, that might be asking a little much, but yeah, I think that
would
be great.
Go big or go home.
I want her to make my voicemail, I'm not going to lie. Which is the most obnoxious thing to ask any celebrity to do. But
oh, to make your voicemail?
Can you make my voicemail?
Well, I mean,
Mr. Belding did it when I met him, so that was pretty sweet.
Well, did he also do this?
He did not. Screech's girlfriend did, however. She was not a nice lady.
Screech's girlfriend.
I've heard Screech is kind of not a nice guy, so I guess they were a good pair.
Perfect. So there's that. How much better was that with the little Kesha music underneath it?
Amazing. The world's best podcast in history.
That's
right. I've never actually listened to a Kesha song, so I feel like I've been enlightened.
Never listened to a Kesha song.
He's giving me the evil eye.
Even TikTok on the clock. Everybody's going to rock tonight.
Nope.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Nope.
There's a lot of her on YouTube. You might want to go watch it. Go watch a little. Go listen.
Okay.
She's the number one selling song of 2010.
She just sounds
amazing.
Yes.
Don't say anything else.
Okay.
Just let it go.
I will defend her.
Okay.
And that's cool. Let's move on. I promised the last time that I had a story about meeting a legit scary dude, and so I think it's time to tell that story. Not a lot of people have heard this one either. It goes back to when I was a commercial producer at a TV station in Plattsburgh, New York, and we were doing a commercial, and I was just working as a grip for the...
That sounds funny.
It'll get better.
What's a grip?
A grip is basically somebody who comes along to carry stuff to make sure that the person who's shooting and producing has everything they need.
It's like a fluffer?
No.
For the news, like a news version of a fluffer.
Well, we were doing a commercial for Club Super Sex in Montreal.
Oh, my.
What is Club Super Sex? Club
what do you think it is?
It is
a swingers club?
No. Super Sex is, and it's right on St. Catherine Street, the main drag in Montreal. It's right across from the Eaton Center, which is a big mall. Imagine if you walked out of Arden, not even Arden Fair Mall. Imagine you walked out of any mall in any downtown area. Or imagine you walked out of City Hall and right across the street was a giant neon storefront for a strip club.
Okay.
That's what it's like in Montreal. And I was going along to help our other commercial producer, Lenka. She was the producer on the thing. And we were going up to shoot this spot. And the idea of the spot was... it was going to be selling the glamour of it. And the people who ran the club, a group of Italian Canadians, let's just leave it at that, had set this all up so that after the place had closed, so the girls had worked the entire shift, we were going to have them driving up. So they're driving up in a Lamborghini and a Ferrari and a Maserati with these girls getting out in their finest ho-wear. And... So we get there, and because the shoot's going to start at 2 in the morning, we go in and we go up to the office where we're meeting with this guy, and I forget his name.
Gino.
It could have been. I wouldn't say it anyway because this guy is scary. I mean, like legit scary, like Tony Soprano scary if he were real.
Was he tall?
Not particularly. I'd say he's about between 5'10 and 6 feet tall. Moderately heavy set guy. But the thing that made him scary wasn't necessarily his physical presence or the way he would talk to you. It was the knowledge in your head because you knew who he was and what he did that he would have no issue at all with making you disappear so that you would never be seen or heard from again. Ooh. And at a certain point, It's probably about 11:30. So we've still got another couple hours before anything's going to happen. And Lenka wants to go scout a couple of locations because we're going to shoot on the street. So she goes with one of the guys who works there. She's going to scout on the street, and she's going to look at a couple of places in the club to do this shooting. So I'm left in this office. Now, we're above. Think of The Sopranos, if you've seen The Sopranos, the office above the Bada Bing, except with no windows. The only windows are out to the street, and we're three floors up. And the only way to get to this office, you have to go. You go in the front door, you have to go upstairs, so you're on level two to get to the club. You go up to the third floor through the girls' dressing room and through a back hallway to get to this office. And I'm in there, it's 11:30 at night, and it's just me and this guy who is a gang. He's a legit gangster. Like,
Did he have a name tag that said legit gangster?
He was so legit, he didn't need a name tag. He absolutely did not need a name tag.
Did you feel like you needed to, like, kiss his ring or something?
No, because he was being really cool about it. And like I said, when I saw The Sopranos, this all happened probably like 1997. So it's a couple years before The Sopranos came out. And I couldn't really explain it to people very well before The Sopranos came out. And then once I saw Tony Soprano and I saw how that character was and about how he'd be really nice to people, but you knew that the wheels were turning and that bad things could happen to you. And it was just a really, it was one of those, one of the only times in my life I've had like a really creepy sensation come over me. Like, I'm not normally afraid of people.
Uh-huh.
But this was one of those situations where, like, deep in my soul, I felt this fear. Like, if I say the wrong thing to this guy, I'm never going to go home and nobody will know.
They'll just wonder, whatever happened to Nate?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, like, my parents would have missed me, but they would have been like, we don't know. Nothing happened, so. But nothing did happen. He was very cool, and, you know, we had a very awkward conversation about stuff as much as a...
Like, how to kill people?
And that didn't come up. But as much of the conversation as a 27-year-old...
About cannolis?
Again, I'm not Italian in any way, shape, or form.
No, but you could ask him for, like, do you have a secret meatball recipe you want to give me?
Well, we just sort of turned... I turned the talk to business. I thought that was the smart thing to do in talking about the shoot coming up. Because he was legitimately excited. But when Lenka would call, and I remember her saying this, when she would call, if you called and asked for this one guy that I was in the room with, they would just tell you, who? We have no idea who that is. And you would have to talk to his subordinate who was there in order to, he would patch you through. But if you called and asked for this guy was never there. And I found out later that he had apparently done a little time in Canadian jail for cocaine trafficking.
What's Canadian jail like? I envision it being very like...
friendly?
Like a resort almost. Because I know, in my mind, I know there is, but there's really no crime in Canada. And so it's like... you eat maple syrup and people come and say like, hey, how's the prison?
They call you a hoser.
I'm pretty sure there's crime in Canada because this guy was definitely into it. But oh my God, it was the craziest thing because we're out on one of the busiest streets in one of Canada's busiest cities, and it's like 3 a.m. and we're just like literally streets closed. There's people walking, and of course there's people stopping to look because they're drunk. They're heading back from the bars. Because it's like 2, 3 a.m. and we've got these high-end sports cars with strippers in glittery dresses getting out of them. So everybody is like really curious, and I'm just making sure that nobody, you know, making sure she's got batteries to shoot, and I'm making sure nobody's knocking anything over. And there was none of that. I was too afraid to do that, Larry.
No batteries for her what?
For the camera.
Oh, I thought maybe for her accoutrement.
Oh, no. No. There was none of that. None of that at all.
For a personal tickler.
None of...
Oh, okay.
There was none of this. Ew. Absolutely none of this going on at all.
Do you know in California, you can't sell like sex... Ooh, it's loud. In California, you can't sell sex toys. So this weekend at Rainbow Fest, one of my friends won a prize at some place. And it was a lavender personal entertainment device. But it was called... literally, it was called a flower arranging assistant.
Nice.
That's what, because you can't, if you have sex toys, you can't mail it across state lines. Isn't that weird?
How do the companies like Adam and Eve do it then? I mean,
If you ever read it, some they don't send to some states, but then because we asked the question to the guy and he told us, but he said most of them actually are labeled someplace on there something else.
Can I just say, first of all, using the microphones, I feel like I'm talking in a very quiet, sexy voice because it's weird hearing myself.
You're doing it on purpose, though. That's kind of the thing.
It's weirding me out.
Yeah, you are.
Can I tell a scary person story?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to do it short, because I don't want to go super long on the show.
Okay, a really quick scary person story. So, not many years ago, like 10 years ago or so, 8 years ago, I had to sell a car in West...
Are
you peeing on me?
We warned you there'd be many sound effects.
There are a lot of sound effects. This is normally what happens at this point in the show. Mel has to go to the bathroom.
Oh, why are you going to be like that? Okay, so I was selling a car, and I was in West Palm Beach, Florida. And I wasn't from there, and so I sort of flew in, had to deal with some stuff, sell this car, and leave. So I found this guy that was like, we buy used cars. And so I called the number, and the guy calls me back, and he had this very sexy, like, rich Latin accent. Mm. And he said he'd come by to look at the car that night at, like, 11, which should have been a clue. But anyway, the guy shows up, and we meet, like, along this lake in this, like, totally dark parking lot. And the guy is in, like, an all-white linen suit, and he's got this giant monster guy with him. And the monster guy goes and starts checking out the car, and the guy takes me over to the SUV that they showed up in. And he opens the front door, and there's, like, a briefcase, this is a real story, on the front seat. And he pushes me, like, up against the car, and then he steps behind me and puts his arms around me, opens the briefcase, and starts counting out, like, 20s. And, wow. Like, you know, $3,000 in 20s. And then he said, tomorrow we could go out on his yacht. And I just thought, yeah, and take the money and throw me overboard. So I didn't answer the calls when he called the next day. But I really thought, like, this is a drug dealer and I'm going to die. And they changed out the battery and they just drove the car away. And I never saw them again.
Why were you selling a car in West Palm Beach when you didn't live there?
I had family that lived there, and I was dealing with their property. Gotcha. Yeah, I was dealing with the property.
Very good. Larry, can you kill that fan? I'm getting it. The fan is heavy breathing into your microphone as it oscillates back by there. I'm like, where is that coming? I could hear it. I'm like, where is it coming from?
I thought it was just Larry.
Honestly, I thought it was me for a second. I'm like, am I breathing into the mic? And I turned mine all the way down, and I was watching the fan go by, and I'm like, that's what it is. Okay.
Meow.
So where did my sheet go, man?
The one that's to your right?
That's the one. That's what I'm looking for.
So
the Dancing with the Stars cast has been announced.
Yeah.
I know we're all excited about that.
To see Nancy Grace dance? Hell yes, I'm excited.
Another thing I've never seen is Dancing with the Stars.
I didn't start watching it till Jennifer Grey, actually.
Who I love.
My BFF.
So Dancing with the Stars.
I almost saw her last week, 2 weeks ago when I was in LA, but it didn't work out.
Oh, your date didn't work out with Jennifer Grey?
Unfortunately.
That's too bad.
Sad.
So anyway, the cast has been announced, and they came out a while ago and said, look, we're going to get big name stars from now on. Big name stars. And here is the cast list for Dancing with the Stars. David Arquette.
Big name.
He was known for his role in Scream films, so I'll give that. Chaz Bono.
Big name.
Big name.
Big story.
Big story. And one of the big, we'll get to this one.
And a big boy, let's be honest. He's a big boy.
And we'll come back to that in a little bit. I want to get through the whole list of names. Nancy Grace, who is on the hunt for any missing white girl.
Big deal.
Sure. She is HLN's legal analyst. NBA player, former Sacramento King Ron Artest.
Boo.
Medium name.
The former girlfriend of George Clooney, Elisabetta Canalis.
Yum.
Kristen Cavallari, who was just dumped by Jay Cutler a little bit ago. Is going to be on there, as is Rob Kardashian.
Attached to a big family.
Oh,
but not
boy.
A big name.
No, no. And he was the first one that was announced. They're like, we're having big stars. And they announced the first star. It's Rob Kardashian.
But he has the Kardashian name.
Yeah, I don't
so.
Care.
But get a good Kardashian.
Are there really any?
Ricky Lake is going to be on the show.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
I love Ricky Lake.
War veteran and actor J.R. Martinez.
Never heard of him.
Yep.
Well, he's a war veteran, Mel. He's lacking a leg.
Okay. What's his face?
Paul McCartney's.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Evil.
Heather McCartney?
Ex biatch. Entertainer Chyna Phillips.
Love her.
World Cup soccer star Hope Solo.
Yes.
And super gay fashion commentator Carson Kressley.
Love.
He's gay?
He's not gay. He's super gay.
Oh. So adorable.
He's. Chaz Bono, so gay she went all the way to male. That's.
Oh, boy.
That means she's not gay anymore.
No.
Well, first of all,
I'm sorry. He, I just said she.
And you know, that's just a byproduct of people getting used to people's gender being different? Because that's kind of a fairly new phenomenon, at least in open popular culture. There aren't a lot of female to male.
In American culture.
Well, yeah. And that's
in the Talmud.
Well, I'm
gender bending. Just bend it out.
In the Talmud. Awesome. So basically what's happened is in the middle of the country where all of the really uptight people live, well, not all of them, but a good portion of them.
Some.
They are very upset at the whole Chaz Bono being on the show because they think that it...
Why don't they mind Carson Kressley?
Well...
Because he's a fun gay. They just don't think he deserves rights, but they tell them how to wear fancy blouses.
Oh.
Well, and I think a lot of it is the fact that we've seen... I mean, Lance Bass was on, so we've had gay guy on Dancing with the Stars before.
Half the male professional dancers?
Well, I mean the celebrities.
Yeah.
But I think having a female-to-male transgendered person on the show is a whole other level of different for people who aren't good at dealing with people who are different.
True.
And there have been a lot of really hateful comments on their comment boards about how you're not going, we're not going to watch you anymore. Da, 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 da. I mean, you might know more about these.
Do either one of you follow Cher on Twitter?
No.
You need to, because Cher gets on Twitter and she's a little crazy. And we'll just talk for about 20 straight minutes and we'll write the craziest shit on there. And she'll call people out, like people that make like made fun of her son. And she's like, who are you? I'm better than you. I don't know why you're making fun of my son. Like, just crazy. And in my head, that's how she talks. But she says, if you don't follow Sharon Twitter, you really should. It's
I don't Twitter.
You don't tweet.
You don't have to tweet. You can just bookmark Cher's Twitter page and
it's
follow
funny.
Along. I imagine Cher doing it with a bottle of wine. And it gets more and more angry as she goes along.
Well, I mean, Cher didn't exactly jump right on the Chaz train. I mean, it took her a while to be okay with it.
I think it takes a lot of parents because, like, if you're gay, I think it's easy to understand. When
your child
changes...
What do people expect? Like, Tom Bergeron's going to be like, so, what was it like when you had a penis put on?
He's gay.
Well, I think...
I love him.
I think a lot of the... I think a lot of the issue that people had is the... They are still identifying Chaz Bono as a female, as Chastity Bono. And when they announced that Chaz Bono, now a male, legally a male, and more than legally, Chaz Bono is a male now by pretty much every definition. I mean, look at him. He's a dude. Is going to be dancing with a female dancer. I think that's what pushed a lot of people over the edge because Lance Bass, sure, he's gay, but it's a male-female couple. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know, if you're watching with your 8-year-old kid and they don't know what's going on?
An 8-year-old kid doesn't know who Chastity or Chaz Bono is.
Right.
And to be fair, he looks
so much... They're just
going to
see a fat dude.
He looks so much... Chastity never looked comfortable. Chaz just looks like how I think he was supposed to be.
Looks like a dude.
So I don't think you would notice anything.
My only complaint is that Chastity went to Chaz because I think Chaz is a ridiculous name and I was hoping for Charles or something.
Okay. Here's a little pet peeve I have about trannies. I love the trans world. I love them. I support them. I think they actually have to deal with some of the hardest things imaginable. I can't even imagine what they deal with. But trannies, when they change their names, always feel the need to make it a little bit different. In part, it's like because it's easier. But like there's always a Z in there or it's spelled a little bit differently. It's always bizarre, but it sort of continues that.
So yeah, I don't like Chaz.
But he gets to keep sort of the like root of his original name.
You know, and... I've seen a couple of interviews with Chaz
just
Bono.
Just took off the titty.
That's a good point.
I've seen a couple of interviews with Chaz Bono, and honestly, I've never seen anybody look more at peace with themselves.
Totally.
As compared to when Chastity Bono was on Celebrity Fit Club.
She looked uncomfortable.
Well, I think anybody on that show is going to look... You know who looked uncomfortable on that show? Janie Lane. And now he's dead. So there you go.
That's sad.
It is. It's sad. But so better to be switching genders.
He did look like an 80s marshmallow.
My evil twin was on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's kept the weight off, too.
Not lately.
Oh, I haven't seen him lately. All I've seen is he took a bunch of publicity photos when he got really thin, and that's all you see of him.
Yep, and notice his camera angles, people.
Ooh.
Just saying.
Ooh.
Has he got a Mariah thing? Chelsea lately.
Okay. Speaking of pussies, Barack Obama.
Oh, my.
I just called him a pussy. That's right.
You went there.
I did, because he came out last week and said, I want to address a joint session of Congress and the American public on next Wednesday night about this unemployment situation and jobs in America. And the Speaker of the House said, well, this doesn't, it's not really going to work well for us. And And instead of manning up and going, look, I'm the president of the United States. This is a very important, serious issue. And we're going to devote 45 minutes of it to what's going on. And we're going to talk about it. No, he acquiesces and moves it to Thursday night and then assured America that he would not be going long and it would not impact their viewing of the season opener of the NFL season.
Packers.
Packers, schmackers, whatever. Liz, I mean, seriously, you're the president of the United States, and he catches a lot of flack from a lot of people, and there's a lot of latent racism and a lot of things that you hear. But at a certain point, as a leader, you got to step up as the country's daddy, so to speak, and go, look, kids, this is how it's going to be. We're going to have a joint session of Congress, and I'm going to talk to you and the American people about the unemployment situation, and we're going to work on this because it's kind of important. Rather than going, well, I guess I can move it to the next night, and don't worry, it won't interrupt your football.
Yeah, how do you have like a family meeting if you know, how do you command respect if you can't even organize a family meeting as the father?
Well, to be fair, his popularity isn't exactly on fire right now.
His popularity doesn't have to be on fire. All he needed to do, it's too late now, horse is out of the barn. Last week when this whole thing happened, he needed to call out John Boehner and all of the Republican leaders in Congress and say, look, this is how it's going to be. This is what's going to happen. Make it happen.
He hasn't done that his whole presidency. He hasn't done it about stimulus. He hasn't done it about the jobs bills, the stimulus packages, healthcare. He has yet to actually stand up and lead as he campaigned.
What he has done is he's tried to sort of meet in the middle on issues. And a lot of people have said, and myself included, that that is kind of what's lacking. Well, the problem is the people on the other side don't want to meet in the middle. So when he tries to meet in the middle, it looks like he's overextending. And it's one thing to do that on policy, on this and on that, but this was a point where essentially a line was drawn in the sand 14 months before an election. And you tell us, can you imagine just for a moment telling LBJ, yeah, we're not going to be able to move that around, so you're going to have to pick another time because we got stuff going on here and there's a Republican debate going on. He would have cursed them out 16 ways from Sunday about what was going on, and that just didn't happen. And I don't know if it's because the president doesn't want to be seen as contrarian or angry or...
I think it's one of those things where you scheduled something with your friend. I'm like, oh, I really miss you. I want to get together on Tuesday. And then after you ask, you're like, crap, I'm supposed to meet with my other friends on Tuesday. And then the friend you originally asked comes back and says, oh, I can't make it Tuesday. Could we do it Thursday? And you're like, oh, well, I guess. Okay, I'll just move it. Where you're secretly happy, but you want to look graceful.
Yeah.
It didn't go over like that. And he's not being very effective, but I feel like that's what it was.
He looked super weak on that whole thing.
He really wanted to see the premiere of the Rachel Zoe show.
Yeah.
He could watch it. You never know.
He could. I mean, if I found out he watched the Rachel Zoe show, I would have even less respect for him. In fact, I'd do this. Yeah. That's what I think of you acquiescing to John Boehner, Mr. President. That's right. Take that. Okay, I'm done. Speaking of farts, Bill O'Reilly... he tried to get his wife's boyfriend investigated by the cops. This is my favorite story of the past couple of weeks. And it comes from last summer, too. So it's about a year old, but it just came out on Gawker. He came to believe that his wife was romantically involved with another man, and not just any man, but a police detective in the Long Island community where they live. So he did what any concerned husband would do. He pulled strings to get the police department's internal affairs unit to investigate one of their own for messing with the wrong man's lady.
Well, now it's confirmed he's an idiot.
What? No.
So, Mel, as a former cop, how does that story rub you?
Wrong.
I mean, come on. Not that the cop did something wrong, but that the cop is sort of seeing his wife. I mean, and there's a lot that goes on where if somebody is seeing your significant other, you're mad at them as opposed to mad at the person who's stepping out on your relationship. But this and there's another level of this too, because he's apparently a very large contributor to the police department in their town. So it's not just somebody who lives in town going, hey, one of your cops is boning my wife. It's one of your cops is boning my wife, and I don't know if I'm going to give you tens of thousands of dollars this year.
It's a total misuse of power. I mean, I understand the law enforcement should be upheld to maybe a greater standard, and no, the guy shouldn't be having an affair with somebody else's wife, but for him to abuse his position and his power and who he is and his money to mess this guy's life up, that's just, that's an a-hole move.
Do you ever play video games?
Sorry.
What is that?
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute.
That was like, deal with it like everybody else does. Hire a private eye to follow him around.
And go on Cheaters.
Exactly.
Cheaters. That I would have loved to have seen. Wouldn't you have loved to have seen Joey Greco giving Bill O'Reilly the briefing in the van?
Oh, hell yeah.
On their way to do the confrontation in the Hamptons. That would have been awesome.
We have some video to show you.
And what was
you?
The
That's
end result?
Disturbing.
Did the wife then go off with the police detective or what?
You know, I don't really know because I don't care. I mean, that's not really the point of the story for me because that sort of delves into the personal.
I'm a girl. I want to know what happened.
I think they're still together, so I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, I'll post the link on the show extras page so you can read further.
I saw
about
like she
it.
Bought a house or something, her own house. So,
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, they've got plenty of money, so that's not an issue.
Her backup house.
Her backup, just in case. You know, when Bill's being kind of a dick. Speaking of kind of being a dick, the Kardashians season finale.
Why do we talk about them?
Because you have to. It's like a requirement. What look, we devoted like 8 minutes to Kesha.
Yeah,
complete
Kesha.
With music. So
this
kind of has a point to it. Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney Kardashian modeled pieces of their new Kardashian collection with K's for Sears. The intimates are just a fraction of the line's offerings, which include apparel, shoes, bags, jewelry, belts, and sunglasses. Surprisingly, the sexy pics were shot by celebrity photographer Annie Leibovitz.
Who I love.
Aww.
Do you have any less respect for her right now?
A little.
Do you know why she probably had to do it?
What? Had to do it?
No, seriously. Do you know why? Because her partner died, and because there's no same-sex benefits in terms of tax benefits, she got screwed and got hit with crazy death taxes.
Crazy death?
I forget the whole story, but she had to pay crazy money because she couldn't claim her partner as a legally wedded, and if they were heterosexual and able to get married, she would have saved like $950,000 or something insane.
Wow.
I'll send a story so you can read it all about it.
That's a terrible rich person problem to have.
So she needed a payday and doing a Kardashian photo shoot was her punishment.
Seeing Khloe, Kim, and the other one. What is her name? Oh, Kourtney. I have it right in front of me and I've forgotten. There's been a lot of, we had Rob in here. We've had all the Kardashians today.
I just, for some reason, I just can't get past the fact that it's for Sears. And I realize Sears is trying to revamp or restyle or retool or whatever, but it's Sears. And growing up where I grew up, and Sears was gross. Clothes and farm equipment and power tools.
Well, if you grew up in a small enough area, Sears is pretty much what you got. I mean, it's the one-stop shop for your stuff.
We had a JCPenney for clothes.
Nice.
Aw, JCPenney.
And they still exist. That's kind of thing. And Annie Leibovitz, she's known these days for serious Louis Vuitton ads and Vanity Fair spreads, including a controversial shoot with a nearly naked Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, and this was before Miley turned 18.
The reason why she's in such a tax pickle is because her partner, when she died, gave her left her crate. They were very wealthy. And they left. She left her estate to her, and because they weren't legally married, they didn't have an exemption.
Ooh, sorry.
So the inheritance that she got, even though it was not real capital, it was like paintings and stuff. She had to pay a 45% inheritance tax on it because
wow.
She wasn't related.
That is a terrible rich person problem.
People
to
called
have.
The people called the gay tax because if you don't get exempt from those things.
Why didn't they set up a trust?
Because federal governments don't recognize trust. You still have to pay the estate tax.
Oh.
Trusts only work if you're blood relative or legally married. Which...
Right, and you can get around stuff like by giving money in like under $10,000 increments and doing that sort of thing. But
they should have put everything in the Caymans.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like she's destitute and living on the street. But
right,
she has to photograph the Kardashians, for God's sake.
Right, she was paper broke.
Oh.
Start a Kickstarter fund for her?
She was paper broke. I know a lot of people are going to feel bad for her being paper broke. It's like, I don't have enough money to pay all my bills, but Annie Leibovitz is paper broke. I mean, she's got like a huge house and everything's taken care of, but she's got an inheritance tax.
I've supported her. I bought one of her books.
Well, I like where she puts the people and the babies. The baby pictures?
What now?
No, who does the baby pictures?
Ann Geddes.
That's who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the babies in the flower pots.
Like, what are you talking about?
I like the babies in flower pots.
Yes, because they're the same caliber of artists.
More or less.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that brings us to our only segment on the show.
Oh, I love segment time.
I'm sorry, I haven't produced anything for this yet, so we're gonna have to go to the old school style. It's time for
cool.
Hey,
cool.
Whoa.
If you ever produce a sound effect, I quit.
All right.
I get to keep her royalties.
All of Mel's royalties for the show. So first of all, cool or tool, Obama for switching his speech.
Specifically for that, not just, general?
Just for that, for switching his speech from Wednesday when he wanted to give it to Thursday to make way for any procedural stuff in Congress and whatever.
I'm indifferent. I'm going to say cool just because instead of I feel like the last thing DC needs is more people trying to play politics. So I'll say cool.
Okay. Mel?
I actually say tool for the exact same reason. I think somebody needs to just stand up and make things happen.
Gotcha.
I'm going to go, as you couldn't tell from my rant earlier.
Shock, I know where you're going.
Yeah, I'm going tool on this because it was time for Daddy to stand up and put his foot down, and he didn't.
Daddy?
It is. It's time for Daddy to stand up and put his foot down and go, listen, Daddy's angry. We're going to have our meeting now.
It's his job to command a level of respect, and you just say, this is what it's going to be, and you're going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, it's respect for the office and...
It'd be like if you work for a company and the CEO came in and said, hey, everyone, we're having a meeting at 2. And someone's like, I've got a nail appointment at 1:15.
Yeah, can we do this tomorrow? Can we do it tomorrow, too? Tomorrow, too, would be better for me.
We have the company potluck this afternoon, and I brought brownies.
Yeah, exactly. Number two on our list this week is Bill O'Reilly for going out and getting his wife's alleged lover investigated. Mel, I'll start with you.
Tool.
Too easy.
Too easy.
I would love to say that it's a boss move because that is a super boss move to go ahead and have stones big enough to do that, but that's a giant tool move. That's just, I've got balls big enough to go out and throw my financial weight around, but not enough to go and actually confront a guy face to face. And by the way, it's not the guy that you need to be confronting, it's your wife that you need to be confronting, because if your wife or your husband or whomever is stepping out on you, and I learned this from Cheaters, by the way, it's not the.
It's an educational show.
It is. Anything can be educational if you pay attention, because there was one larger African American lady who said to the other lady, said, and this I'm going to try and get this quote as exact as I can. If you'd been giving your man what he need, he wouldn't be hanging around with me. And I believe that was the quote.
Sound sage advice.
It is, and her face was blurred, so she didn't really want to be identified for it. But it's important advice that the person that's stepping out with your significant other isn't the one that made the commitment to you. And third on cooler tool, we're gonna make it a threesome on this one. The Kardashian sisters.
Tool, like that's the easiest one in the whole world. They're famous for 0.0 reasons.
No, they're famous for one reason. Mel, cooler tool.
Well, now I'm scared.
Why?
Because
Larry's not
going to
beat you up if you disagree.
I'm. You know, we did the Kardashians last week or the week before when
for
we were talking about their wedding,
right?
And I'm going to stick to my guns on this and say cool because again, they've done nothing and yet they've made these amazing lives and careers and all this money for themselves. And if they can get Sears to give them a bunch of money to wear cute lingerie, then God bless them.
I was really torn on this because. Okay. Larry's not torn. He's not torn at all.
Larry looks a little nauseous.
And when I asked before why we're talking, it wasn't like why are we talking about this in a global sense.
Why is America talking about it?
Why do the Kardashians get any amount of media coverage is redunculous to me. I understand, like Real Housewives of New Jersey. Do you know what? They at least do things. I feel better talking about them than the Kardashians, who literally are famous because they've turned their fame into a career. But they literally were famous because Bruce Jenner was their stepdad and they had a reality show.
No, they're famous because Kim had a big ass and a sex tape. And their dad got O.J. Simpson off for murder. If you really want to go back to the basics of why they're famous, that's
why. They're famous for what their dad did. At least Tori Spelling actually has like some degree of talent.
Sure. Well, she does have some degree. I can't.
Tori Spelling's dad was...
No, it was her degree of talent is what was making me question you.
I read in a very exclusive Tiger Beat that when she auditioned for 90210, she wore a hat and came in under an alias, as like a fake name for the audition.
Sure. And when they did the hiring, she had a fake name. Yeah, okay.
She was her character, though. I cannot imagine anyone else playing her. And she was just some Big Brother.
I'm going to, on this whole thing, I'm going to go cool with this.
Oh, my God.
No. Hear me out. Here's why I'm going to go cool on this. Because they're taking a very big chance, as is Sears. And I know why Sears is doing it, because they're trying to appeal to a younger crowd, get the younger women in, and their boyfriends go and look at lawnmowers and stuff. But I think for them to step away from the Dior and the couture and all of this other stuff, and if they actually make quality stuff that's affordable, that the average chick can go to Sears and buy, I think that that's very cool, because then it makes these women feel better about themselves because they can afford something like that. And that's why I'm going with that.
Go ahead.
They're doing the same thing that Target's done. Like, Target has some really high-end designers making mass-marketed, affordable stuff, like Missoni and stuff. So, like, I get it. I just think what's funny is they're probably actually really nice and fun people.
They don't do anything, but now they're doing something. They have their Dash boutique clothing line, and now they have this clothing line, so they're designers. So is it great? Is it good? No, but they're doing something. So
they're doing more than that.
They're not just doing party. Oh no.
That's
who
right.
Is this?
This is Kim Kardashian.
Oh my God.
They leaked her song. In the video of this song, it's basically her crawling around getting squirted with water.
Oh, I'd watch that. I kind of like it.
Okay.
That's like a gay dance song.
That's exactly what it is. And that, if you really want to know, I think that's why so many people are talking about the Kardashians, because I think women sort of will follow along with them, and I think a lot of gay dudes do as well, for the fashion sense. Oh yeah, well, and it's gone. That's,
I think,
all
because she's kind of a tranny. They all look like trannies.
That's terrible.
Just the super tall one.
Well, I think she's the hottest one. The big, like, she's a little thicker.
Chloe.
I think she's hotter.
You know,
she actually seems the most real too.
Honestly, Chloe is
the realest one Kardashian can be.
If I had to hang out with a Kardashian, Chloe would be the one I would hang out with, because she seems to be the least ridiculous of the group.
I'd hang out with Bruce Jenner. I think he looks cool.
Bruce Jenner is given up.
He's like dorky and weird, and I like him.
Bruce Jenner's only advice to anybody with a penis when dealing with women is just throw your hands up and give up, because you're not going to win.
And the mom, she just seems like a nightmare stage mother. I feel bad for the other two K's coming up.
Oh yeah,
call CPS right now.
She is a nightmare.
Hey, does CPS have an app?
They might. Do you guys remember the guy Tae-Jean Dae, who did the song Chocolate Rain?
No.
You don't remember Chocolate Rain? Chocolate Rain.
I remember that people
blah,
doing
blah,
that.
Blah, 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 Chocolate
long ago,
Rain.
How long ago was that?
Like 3 years ago. Oh. Well, he's got a new song.
Play video games? Man, those video games are crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, you know that's right. Wake up late, my cell phone is broken. No alarm, my eyes are not focused. Stumble to the bathroom and stub my toe. Ow, ow, ow. Yes,
that's awful.
Really awful.
Well,
I've heard drunk karaoke that is significantly better than that.
Well, Chocolate Rain is terrible too. So that so you like the Kim Kardashian song better?
Yeah, at least I can dance to that. This I want to. I don't know, climb in a box and cry.
Game, game, game. Running hot from the police, living on my fantasy. Shoot myself another time. Take a pill and I can fly. Stab a guy a bullet time. Athlete, game, 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 game.
It's somebody right. That wants to be Weird Al and isn't.
You know what? What was weird is he started out just as a dude hanging out, I'm going to record a song, and it hit on YouTube, and then everybody saw it, and suddenly he's like recording stuff with some guy I haven't heard of, but who's obviously a producer of some sort on that track. But I think it's a weird American success story in the internet age.
But to be fair, with the amount of studios there are in LA, do you know who's making do you know who's a rap artist? Do you guys watch Flipping Out?
No.
The crazy gay guy that used to flip houses now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
His assistant, the like girl with black hair.
That's how they billed it when the show first started, that she was his rapping assistant.
Yeah, she's a rapper.
Wow.
Now, I feel like recording studios in the LA area are about as common as like a guest room, so I don't feel it's like that big of a deal. But that's
everybody.
Nuts.
Everybody records a song, and if it's super overproduced, you can't fail because it doesn't sound like anything. It sounds. Oh, I almost just ripped on somebody else you like. Never mind. Everything just.
Were you
so
gonna say K dollar sign? Huh? Who were you gonna say? Be honest.
Brittany.
Don't talk about Brittany. Brittany just got the Vanguard Award at the MTV
Music Video Awards. I listen to that music, it all just sounds so vibrating and overproduced that I feel like a monkey could be doing it. And you just overlay it and overlay it and put keyboards and songs and synth. It all sounds like mushy dance music. It's all the same.
Wow.
And
what? How do you really feel about it? Wow.
I mean, who am I to talk? I'm going to see Colin Hay this weekend. I like singer-songwriters. I don't listen to that kind of music.
Here's a little Chocolate Rain for anybody who doesn't remember it. I have another story. There we go, a little Chocolate Rain. So, it's terrible, I know. On Sunday, I went out and did some shopping. I went to Walmart, got a few dry goods, then stopped at the Raley's and got some meat. And then you never have a feeling when you're out and you're like, I kind of got to go to the bathroom, but I'm good. So I'm on
you're talking to a girl that pees about every 90 minutes.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about peeing.
Oh, yeah. That
dropping
too.
Brown Betty's off at the pool. Ew, can we stop this song? It's awful. Chocolate
rain. I'm talking about Chocolate Rain, Mel.
So, is that what the song is about?
This song's about nothing.
If it's about poo, it's a lot more interesting now.
Yeah, maybe.
So anyway, I'm like I get to the Raley's parking lot in West Sac, and I'm like, for anybody, it's like 5 miles from my house, and I'm like, I just got to run in and get a couple things, and I go in and I'm like, oh, okay, I feel all right, no big deal, and get back in my car. I'm coming back. I get into the parking lot. I get out of my car. I've got 3 shopping bags. And I got in my car. I'm like, oh no, I've got to go now. and I walk. I'm like walking quickly because I've got 3 shopping bags. I don't want to try and run and
clenching like mad.
I've got flip flops on, so I don't want to fall down and crap myself in the parking lot. So I get around to my front door, and now I've got my keys. And and you've got that moment of truth where you're trying to disarm. It's like trying to disarm a bomb, really, to try to get back into the apartment. And finally, I get the key in, open the door, and I have to close the door quickly behind me so the cat doesn't run out. I come in, drop the bags really quickly right before I turn the corner into the kitchen. I'm going through the kitchen. I got my keys in my hand, and I toss them side-handed toward the counter so they land on the counter. I'm around the corner. I'm into the bathroom. I had literally 1 second to spare.
That's like the NASCAR of poo.
Oh, it was terrible. But I was really, really worried that I would, because the worst than actually doing it, is if you get the chocolate rain when you're within sight of the bowl, like not, I mean, if you do it, if you're like so far away, I'm just trying to tell a story. Later.
Have either of you ever not made it?
Not since I was a little kid.
I can't talk about this.
Larry, what can you talk about?
This is at least the second or third time during the show where you look a little queasy.
I know. We haven't even mentioned vagina. Normally,
I'd
that's what...
I'd rather talk about vaginas and poo and that annoying song.
Well, we're done with that.
Can we talk about the what was it called? The blue banana or whatever?
The blue waffle?
The blue waffle.
No, we're done talking about the blue waffle. Nah. But we're going to... I do want to talk about Anthony Michael Hall, though. Remember Anthony Michael Hall from... 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club, and National Lampoon's Vacation.
Johnny Be Good.
Sure. He was on SNL for a year, too. Well, he was released from custody early on Tuesday after being booked on charges of disturbing the peace in connection with an altercation with a neighbor on Monday in his Venice condo complex. He is facing a misdemeanor charge that will likely be handled by the city attorney. The neighbor told officers from the LAPD that Hall tore up plants in a common area of their condo. According to law enforcement sources, the neighbor heard noises, came out of his unit, and asked Hall what he was doing. The sources said that Hall allegedly responded with an obscenity and threatened to, quote, beat him to a pulp. A short time later, Hall knocked on the man's front door. When the neighbor opened the door, the actor told him, The actor told him to come outside and fight. The man slammed the door and called police. So no, Anthony Michael Hall, nobody wants to fight with you. How awesome is that story?
I'm guessing he was under the influence of something.
It doesn't say in the story, but can you imagine your neighbor is Anthony Michael Hall?
I loved him. I'd be just so excited. Be like, I don't want to fight, but can I have your autograph?
He looks
or do you
pretty
want some
decent
tea?
As he's gotten older. He looks pretty
decent. He filled out.
He roided up is what he did. I mean, he went through his geeky nerd phase in all of those movies where he became known. And then he couldn't get cast, so he's like, I'm going to get all buff.
He had that TV show for a while, The Dead Zone or whatever.
Yeah, it's still on, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
No, that was a while ago. But, so just imagine for a moment there's a knock at your door, and it's Anthony Michael Hall, and he wants you to come out and fight. I just find that amusing.
Well, it's better than what's his name from, who's the guy from Lost, the main guy?
I know who you're talking about, the guy from Party of Five.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Oh, Charlie from Party of Five.
Matthew Fox.
I think it's him. He was in a bus in Cleveland and punched a girl in her business.
He punched her in the vagina?
No, in the boobs.
That's not her business.
No. Allegedly punched her in the boob. But again,
why was he on a bus?
Why was he punching a boob?
It was a party bus because they're filming. They're filming something in Cleveland, so it was a party bus.
Oh, I thought it was like a public bus. I was like, how green of him taking mass transit.
Yes, he's taking mass transit in Cleveland.
And punching boobs along the way.
I was like, man, he's a pretty successful actor. Get a smart car.
I almost got hit by a bus today on my bike.
I almost got hit by a police car the other day. That was exciting.
Oh, man, I'm writing a letter. I'm writing a letter to RT. Like, dear RT, one of your cokehead bus drivers nearly hit me when I was on my bike. Now, I know he was trying to pull over at a stop where one of the town's, everlasting campers was hanging. But maybe you wait till my bike clears the bus stop before you pull on in, dick.
That's mean.
I wonder, like, how many accidents they get into. We get calls a lot. We do a lot of reports of people assaulting them or sort of things on the bus.
Well, you know what? They probably deserve it. I'm just going to come out and say it. Well, you know what? If one of them hadn't almost run me off the road this morning, I probably would have taken their side. But now, the literal almost squishing of me as I tried to bike to work today, I'm not on the side of the bus driver. I'm just going to throw it out there. Not on the bus driver's side.
Can I give some breaking news?
Breaking news?
Russell Armstrong, you know, the husband of the guy from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that supposedly killed himself.
Yes.
His family is going to have a press conference tomorrow where they announce he did not commit suicide. That, in fact, they strongly believe he was murdered.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's on TMZ, so I can't.
It's real.
Of course. So I just thought that. It says breaking news at the top, so I felt the need to.
And remember, we're taping this on Tuesday night, so by the time you're actually hearing this, you probably already had the press conference.
Ooh, and a rogue cake eater broke into Celine Dion's house.
A rogue what?
Cake eater. I swear to God.
Celine Dion, I'm here to eat your cake.
Celine Dion was the victim of a fridge raiding burglary, according to police. Someone broke into her mansion in Montreal and was arrested by police while munching on pastries and trying to take a bath. 36-year-old Daniel Bedard had been charged with breaking and entering, auto theft, causing property damage after the man allegedly stole keys from Celine's husband's car and used them to break into the singer's house.
Can I just say, as horrible as that is, that's something we're going to hear you doing someday.
I wouldn't break in. I'd be invited in.
But you'd still be trying to, like, can I take a bath really quick? I just want to say I took a bath.
Oh,
your
I
house.
Totally would. But you know, Celine.
Can you do my voicemail?
If Celine walked in, she'd be like, why are you eating my cupcakes? I shall sing for you a song before you get arrested and go away from the people.
All right, wow. I think that is a fantastic place to leave the show this week. I think it is, don't you?
Yeah, you didn't rant this week. What's up with that?
Oh, no, I ranted plenty, but I did it in the middle of the show.
Ah.
I want to go out on a high note. I think Larry talking about bathing and eating cake with Celine Dion is the place to do it.
All right, say hi to Kesha.
Yeah, say hi to Kesha.
I'll tell everyone, hi, Kesha. I can't wait.
All right,
I can't wait to tell you all about it.
That's it for this week. For my friend Larry.
Bye.
My friend Mel.
Ta-ta.
I'm Nate. Have a good one. Bye.